Maybe the show isn't funny quite as often as it should be.
Came a bit early, eh?
Found it.
And maybe things don't change enough.
Okay. Oh, you mean like a...
To be called creativity.
Oh, you meant like purchase a car. You were at the dealership.
To those who think that this show's the best.
Okay, well, don't complain. It's like part of
fucking
working. What
the fuck is wrong with you?
You gotta get to work.
Well, it's just like,
and let's be honest, I'm giving you the option of remote work. You know, I can't help it. You got bugs in your
house. Well, I just saying. Sound podcast.
I can't really help that you have bugs still at your house. So, hello everyone, welcome to the NEAS Sound Podcast. Gonna be doing a lot of this, laughter, clapping, clapter. That's what we like to go for. Things that are like not funny, but you get behind them and you believe in them enough that you clap and you kind of chuckle at them a little bit. Ben, we talked about it a little bit. You were early. You're complaining. I had to walk to get to the Evo. You're getting the option for remote work. You are declining that. Explain yourself. Why do you insist on... I keep asking you, hey, can we record remotely? Why do you keep insisting on coming to my home? This is literally my home where I live. You understand that?
Well, I got an exterminator yesterday.
So. You still have... bugs. I was literally joking.
Oh, fuck me. Band on fucking beefed it again.
Man, that is... Can you say once again that you have bugs?
I have bugs.
Now, a woman who kisses on a very first date is usually a hussy. And a woman who kisses on a second time out is anything but fussy. But a woman who...
I just realized that we could use, like, any copyright thing on here.
She's the girl he's glad he's found. She's his shaboopy, shaboopy, shaboopy.
We could do anything. Because it's behind a paywall. It's a Patreon. It's not being put up on iTunes even at all. So we can use any kind of copyrighted stuff, and we will. We're going to take advantage of that by using copyrighted music, copyrighted everything. We might even just use funny, like real funny scenes from other shows and podcasts and put them on here. And then you guys can get a laugh in that sort of a way. So, Ben, you still have bugs.
I was away for... like 6 days, and so was my roommate, but we got an exterminator yesterday.
So the bugs were just fucking had the whole place to themselves.
Well, there's like powder everywhere that's supposed to
go. So the bugs were partying? Holy fuck. Hey, give the bugs my number, dude. I mean, these sounds like some bugs from, as I've mentioned before, Joe's apartment, which you... pretended you didn't know, even though I know you're a huge... Milo's coming in now. Thank you, Milo, for walking back and forth repeatedly and drinking out of your water bowl. Shout out to Milo, everybody. Right, now Ben's petting Milo. Ben, what's this? Are you even in your home at all?
I went there for like 10 minutes yesterday. And then okay. I stayed at my girlfriend's
place. Was it
a
Joe's apartment type situation where the bugs, were they like cooking something up on the fucking stove or whatever?
Well, like I put poison yesterday afternoon.
Poisoned them, killed them.
Yeah, I didn't see any.
Rest in peace to the bugs. A really, really good group of guys. If I might say so myself, and I don't want to be disrespectful to my podcasting partner and my friend, but I think the wrong ones died. I was voting for the bugs to win. I was hoping the bugs were going to win and just sort of take over the apartment. And then eventually, obviously, come on the podcast, because they would assume all of that they would go to work and they would, you know, hang out with Ghislaine and everything at work. How's Ghislaine doing?
Good.
She's good. Has she told you any funny stories lately?
Well, she said tough titties.
That's funny. That's very funny. Tough titties. Now, what was that in response to? Such a good fucking thing to say.
Some people are like getting mad or responding to them fast enough. But
that you weren't.
Like, are they're like emailing us or something?
Just your whole group. Like, yeah. You guys are a team. You think of it as a team.
Yeah.
So you're not like putting blame. Who was supposed to email them back? So was it just like?
Well, we said a lot.
Okay, well, listen, you don't need to fucking, we're swamped. Sorry, my mustache is too long.
Well, someone was like, oh, I never heard that before. And she said her mom always used to say it.
Oh, okay. So somebody was like,
from her mom.
Was that person maybe making fun of her? I've never heard that before. Tough titty. You've never heard that? Was it a younger person that said that?
No, but their first language is Spanish.
Oh, I see. So you're saying that it might not be a Spanish phrase.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if you grew up somewhere else and you wouldn't have that phrase necessarily, and it has not been used in a long time. So yeah, that's fair. Okay. So tough titty. And then she was kind of bragging. Then my mom taught me that one.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. So tough titty. I'm going to start using that one more. Let's bring that back, everybody. Let's bring it back. Tough titty. If we could. We want to hear tough titty more.
Yeah. Get you a slice.
Do you know who that is?
No.
You never heard of that person before? It's just so fascinating how little you know about anything I do. You know what I mean?
Sounds like Mike Myers. Sort of.
Sounds like Mike Myers. Could be Mike Myers. Some people don't know who are listening, but some people know very well. I would say a lot of people know because if they listen to like Guys or Shocktober or anything like that, then they would know that that's the infamous Grease Man. And Ben did not know that because apparently Ben has never checked out the other stuff. And that's fair because, as we've discussed, Ben has never checked out the channel either. He's never watched an episode. He's never seen it. He does not know what it's all about. He's not really, people ask him about it and he's just like, he puts his hands up like, I don't know. I don't want to know. I don't know. Leave me alone. He's just interested in the podcast, which, he also doesn't really seem to care about that much or be that invested in or involved in. See you later, Milo. Milo's out. It's a goodbye to Milo. So, Ben, the tuna fish thing is too loud, by the way. I have to say, like, as always, you know, Grease Man got everything cranked up too loud. Let me adjust that tuna fish on the soundboard. So I did promise I was going to freshen up the soundboard. And unlike somebody on the podcast, I deliver on a promise. So, Ben, what did you get up to this week, speaking of you?
I went to Mexico.
Big whoop. you're like, you should see his face right now. He's like, right now, I am the king of doing stuff. Oh, nobody is doing more stuff than me. He's so like, he's got this proud look on his face. Like, oh, so I guess the guy who doesn't do anything is officially did a lot of stuff. So, okay, that's exciting. We talked about that, right? That was, you were planning on doing that. Did we talk about that on the last episode?
Yeah. So, I didn't do that much stuff there.
Of course we talked about it. You went with your family. It was your entire family, your whole bloodline.
Yeah.
Like, imagine somebody... That's actually dangerous. Well, because what if you guys... I don't want to say... I can say it now because it's over. Plane crash.
We were all on different planes.
Different planes. Okay, gotta protect the band bloodline. We gotta protect that bloodline. So I was worried, you know, like... You know, certain... Maybe like a cartel or whatever. They wouldn't put their whole bloodline on a... You know, playing together. So glad you guys thought about that.
Most of the people I said are going to be there left like the day before I got there.
Oh, that's gotta hurt. So, and was it sort of a situation where, because this is what I heard, that was there some mix up and they did not realize that somebody would be coming, and then they found out that a certain individual in the family was coming, and they quickly moved things around so that they were able to all sort of en masse leave? Is that sort of how it went down?
Yeah, possibly.
Possibly. I love when Band is like his improv. Like he's like so dedicated to improv. He's like, oh, I guess I'll yes and this. And it's like the saddest. Maybe it's like the yes and is like so bad to him. And he's like, yeah, I guess that could be the case because he's so dedicated to improv. And improv is so important to him that he's like, I'll degrade my own self for the art form for Del Close. He's got a poster of Del Close up in his bathroom.
My cousin,
the reason for that is he says that's where I do my jacking. Sorry, go on. You're saying something.
My cousin that lives really close to me that I run into sometimes by accident.
Yeah.
Well, he is gone.
So he didn't want it. He thought that not don't need to run into him again. Okay, so he was gone. Okay, so how many people were stuck around for you?
Well, my aunt had to stand up. She was gone.
She was gone. So the ones who know you and have to interact with you sometimes, this is a sort of a pattern. Okay.
So my parents were still there.
Okay, well, yeah, they gotta be.
And my aunt and uncle from Williams Lake.
And you don't see them very often, right?
No, not that much.
Yeah, so they don't even know.
My one cousin from there and my two cousins from Calgary, and then they all had like young kids.
They all did.
Yeah.
Was there anybody, were they all kind of looking at you like did anybody say anything to you about having kids?
No, they're a bit older than me.
Okay.
They're like mid to late 30s.
I see. So they're a little, you think you got a little bit of time.
Yeah.
Ben, I'd fuck you if you wasn't so nasty.
So, Ben, you were in Mexico with the family. Let's break it down, man. I saw some of your photos. It looked fucking boring. Boring.
Well, on the flight there, they're like boarding really slowly because they're making everyone measure their bag.
Okay. I would have said, hey, I'm easily 8, 9 inches. Hey, we measuring over here.
You had to like stuff it all the way in the thing.
That's kind of nasty. Stuff it in. Is it not fully hard? Sorry, everyone. Sorry. I want to apologize. We're not gonna let it get nasty. Let it devolve into the areas where Ben wants it to go. We're not gonna let him drag us down there. Not today. So Ben, you were on the plane and
but no one was beside me. A whole row of three seats.
That's weird. Do people have access to like the images of the plane, like when you're getting seats?
Because it's Flair, so you don't get to pick your seat unless you like.
What is Flair? Is like a bad airline?
Yeah,
it's a bad one.
Yeah, it's the cheapest one.
It's the cheapest one. So it's like what's the one called in America? JetBlue. Yeah, is it JetBlue? I don't even
Southwest
know. Southwest. I think you might be throwing shade. I think Southwest is a normal one, but maybe you're right. I don't really know for sure. There's like, you know, one of those discount ones. Ryanair in the UK, yeah, I think.
Like yeah, it's like that.
Yeah, it's kind of like that. Flair. Who's it run by? Air Canada? Something like
maybe.
That. Yeah, maybe. You got no idea. You don't even do any research into the fucking companies that you fly on.
But the woman across the aisle was like, how'd you get so lucky? And I was like, oh, I won the lottery. And then,
why did you say you won the lottery to her? Like,
of the seats, like metaphorically,
why? Like, so you won this. Oh no. What? She gets so many, you guys should have fucking seen what just happened. He headphones, he whipped them off of his head into the blinds, like the blinds, like in the window, like very, very aggressive.
I think I was trying to do yes and again.
You were.
Yeah.
about yes and a fucking hole in my window there, buddy. So
maybe, when I said I won the lottery.
Oh, I see. You were trying to yes and the lady.
Yeah.
You were kind of just trying to like play along. Like, I won the lottery, the seat lottery, though, is what you meant. It wasn't like you weren't trying to say I also won the lottery.
But like 5 minutes before, a whole family.
I would ask you how much you win. Hey, how much you win? What would you have said? Like, say that situation. Like, really think about it. Don't try to do one of your funny little improvs. Like, really think about that situation. So the person's like, oh, how'd you get so lucky?
I won the lottery.
Oh, how much you win?
I didn't really win. Just like I got a good seat.
Ah. Okay, cool. Yeah, that would have been fucking golden. That would have been absolutely awesome.
But then, well, it was about to take off, and then a whole entire family with a baby came. And then sat down beside me.
Okay. The whole family sat beside you?
Well, two people and a baby.
Only two people can sit beside you. Only two people.
Yeah, well, plus a baby.
No. Well, the baby's like in there, but the baby's just a baby. It doesn't take up a seat. But are you about to complain about the baby?
No, but then the flight attendant...
Don't you fucking dare complain about a baby when you know I got a baby on the way.
The flight attendant said, can you move for the family? And then...
They wanted you to move.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Hang on a second. Listen, I usually take anybody's side if they're in a story with you, regardless of what's going on and what they're doing. But this is too far for me. No, you got your seat.
But then she gave me a whole entire another row.
She gave you a whole row, other
and
row.
And it was across the aisle from my brother.
So this was, this was an upgrade.
Yeah, so it was actually better. Say.
So this was actually good. So everybody was happy.
Yeah. I thought I had good luck, but then it seemed bad, and then it was actually good again.
So it was like good luck, bad luck, good luck type of situation.
Yeah.
A luck sandwich. Well, hey, that's pretty cool. That's kind of interesting. What about when you got there? Did anything interesting happen when you got there? Any cool stories? Oh, Jesus. You were there for fucking 6 days.
There's only one interesting thing.
What did you do? Well, so what were you doing for six full days?
I went to Puerto Vallarta to the town with my brother and my dad and my uncle. But I just like walked around and then got tacos. And then I just like lied by the pool, and there's one thing though.
Don't say the one thing. Hang on, don't say the one thing. Just describe a day, like you wake up, one of the days where you didn't do the thing that you're gonna describe. Okay? So just ready. This is just describe, like, pick one day, maybe your last day or whatever, like a day that you can remember, sort of, and then describe it. You know, from when you woke up to when you went to bed.
I wake up at like maybe like 9:30, and then I go to the buffet and get breakfast. And then I go back to my room and then like shower. My voice is scratchy today. But
why don't you drink some water? There's water right there. Fuck, man.
Okay, so I'd go to the
It's like one thing
breakfast.
When you don't. It's one thing when you don't bring a clip. It's one thing when you don't bring a movie review. But if you don't bring your voice, you're gonna be fired. Okay. If you show up without your voice, you're finished. Your physical comedy is not good enough. Well, we could do a couple episodes and see how it works with you just kind of making movement. All right, let's hear.
I go to the buffet and get breakfast.
What do you have at the buffet?
Bacon and some sausages.
How much bacon?
Like two slices.
That's it.
There's so much other stuff. And then, well, I get French toast, and I put Nutella or dolce de leche on it, and then a bunch of fruit, and some of it had chili powder on it, and then I put like a little yogurt, and then get coffee and water.
Okay, back to your day.
And then I go back to my room, shower and brush my teeth, and then go lie by the pool. And well, there a bunch of my family is there the first like 3 days, and then they left. And then I usually go to the gym.
He's editorializing in his story. Family, because nothing happened.
I'd go to the gym for like 20 minutes and stretch. And I'd usually meditate for 15 minutes in the morning. And then usually in the evening I'd go to the sports bar. And I have AC.
Just for the air conditioning.
Yeah, that's a big part of it. And then I'd watch basketball or mostly basketball.
Oh, it's kind of pay like somebody paid like $7,000 for him to fucking do that. You know, somebody paid like a lot of money for him to like fly over to Mexico and fucking sit there at the bar.
One day I went to a little town by the beach with my brother. We went, there's like a big market, and a guy's trying to sell little chihuahuas.
Can't read math, can't read math, no he can't read my poker face. She's got to love nobody. Can't read math, can't read math, no he can't read my poker face. She's got to love nobody. Pop, 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 poker face. Pop, 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 poker face. Guys, look, I really think it's time for us to...
Sorry. Let it play a bit too long there.
Well, the one interesting thing that happened...
Oh, we're going to get to that. Oh, here we go.
Well, I was in the lobby reading a book at like 9:30 at night.
It's the worst vacation stories. So I'm in the lobby at 9:30 p.m. reading a book, you know. Okay.
And then, well, a guy walked past me and he was like, do that at home.
Yeah, yeah, no, yeah, yeah. 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 Well, that guy was called a Vacation Vinny.
I was trying to relax.
Okay. Yeah, that's fair, but like in the lobby.
Well, it's like I think my brother is sleeping or something.
Yeah, but you don't have to go to the lobby. Go to like somewhere else. The lobby is like where people go, like they're, you know, you're like trying to be seen. Like, look at me reading. What were you reading?
It's like big and crying in H Mart.
I don't know what that is. What is it? Is it good?
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Okay.
It's like a singer and it's about her mom.
You just like she read died. You'll just like read a novel.
It's nonfiction.
It's nonfiction.
Yeah.
And the way you described it made it sound like it was a fiction. I don't think I'm wild when I say that. The way you described it didn't make it seem real, but that's okay.
And then he was like, "Are you okay?" And then,
"Are you okay?" Yeah, the good question. I want to talk to this guy. This guy seems very, very what's the word I'm looking for? Like very aware of, like, you know, what's going on. What's the word I'm thinking? Now I can't think of that word. I feel stupid. People know what it is, too.
Astute?
Astute is a good version of the word, but that's not the one I'm thinking of. People know the one I'm thinking of, I think, and they're probably like, you dolt. Okay, so this guy comes in. Are you okay? He's asking all the right questions. What the hell is going on with you? Is everything okay? And you, of course, answered no, right?
I just said yes and kind of laughed and smiled.
You kind of laughed and smiled.
Yeah.
Are you flirting? Like, who did not picture that in a flirting way? I can't be the only one that is just like, no. Like a little giggle and a smile.
I was trying to just like play it off.
Yeah, playful. Yeah, you're playing it off like a playful little Pat. A little playful Pat. I mean, hey, that's fun. I mean, listen. You're on vacation. No. You have a girlfriend.
We're reading by the by the beach.
People are reading by the beach. That's sort of a more normal place to read, I would guess.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah. In hindsight, you guess. But you decided in the lobby where people are coming in to check in and we're coming in to describe, like, well, I got a problem with my... The shitter is fucking clogging up on me every time I take a fucking double doser, you know? And then you're
kind of like a giant, like, open space.
Yeah, whatever. Okay, so it's you're saying this place is giant.
The lobby was.
It was a big.
The place was pretty big.
Pretty big, like resort. Pretty big resort.
Yeah.
All you could drink, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got fucking. You get. Throw up.
No, I drank a lot the first night.
He didn't throw up. Okay.
My brother stayed out late, and we didn't know where he was, and he lost his phone the next day.
Ah. Who's that, your younger bro?
Yeah.
The one that I know.
Yeah.
He's a bit of a wild man. He's a bit of a wild man. Okay, so he went partying a little bit.
Yeah.
How come he didn't go along?
I didn't really know where he was.
I see. He was just kind of wandering on his own. Yeah, I mean, I don't think you would, you know, you would probably, let's be honest, you would have probably gotten fucking robbed if you went out like partying on the tone of them, because you would have got so drunk, you would have passed out in the bathroom or whatever. Somebody would just give it. They wouldn't even, it wouldn't have been like a violent robbery or anything. It would have been yoink.
I think that's what happened to my brother, but he's still like in the resort, so someone returned his phone.
I see. That's good. Okay, that's cool. That's sweet. Okay, cool. Well, hey, it sounds like you didn't have a lot of fun at all. Wait, this is your thing? There's more to it, right?
Just the book thing.
The book thing is the thing?
I was just like,
the book thing
in the sun.
Is the thing? Oh my fucking God. The book thing is the thing? Imagine somebody paid fucking $12,000 for him to fucking go to Mexico for 6 days. And he's like, yeah, probably the highlight was when some guy was like, hey, how come you're reading in the lobby? And I was like, I don't know.
I went to a mall with my other brother.
Sorry?
I went to a mall with my other brother.
Now he's just like reaching, like, what do you think of a mall with my other brother? What are we thinking about that? Is that good? Is that better? The mall, did it have anything interesting happen when you were at the mall?
I got groceries, but it's mostly just like stuff you could get here. Wasn't that good?
Yeah, you didn't like do any. You didn't do anything. Did you do anything?
There's iguanas there. They're really big.
Yeah, that's not a thing you did. sorry to break it to you, but that's not a thing. That's like a thing that was there. You went and saw the iguanas. Or were they just kind of around?
They're just around the pool.
I see. You didn't go see them, right?
My brother one day went snorkeling.
Your brother did.
So you went kayaking on the ocean.
You went kayaking.
Yeah.
Okay, but you forgot about that.
Yeah, it was only like half an hour.
You didn't enjoy it that much.
It was fun.
So how come it was only half an hour?
It was just like on the beach on the resort.
So other people wanted to do it or something? What's the reason why you only could you have gone longer if you wanted to?
Yeah, probably a bit longer. It's like paddle around in the ocean near the beach.
Man, I would have loved to have fucking seen that. Just like him, like looking around, like, okay, what do I do now? Yeah, all right.
And my dad went too.
Your dad even went, eh? Your dad probably did more stuff than you on the trip.
Yeah, I guess.
Like, what was he like? Were you guys meeting up? My family didn't.
I don't think they left the resort.
Were you meeting up for dinner?
Yeah.
Was the food good?
Yeah, it was pretty good.
Pretty good only. Like, is it like?
Well, I had burrito tacos in Puerto Vallarta. That was the best.
That was the best one in town, like off the resort. Yeah. Yeah, that makes sense. I mean, hey, you know, when I go somewhere, I like to go off the resort and do the sort of, I do the stuff more that the locals do, you know. I got connections down, and I'm sort of living more of a local type life, going to their sort of hot spots. That's, you know, you could stay on the all-inclusive resort if you want, but I like to get the authentic. That's a guy. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you know a guy like that, right?
Yeah.
Probably. Well, you might not know, but like most people would know a guy like that. Man, anything else going on then? I guess that was your whole week.
Yeah.
So like there's you wouldn't have any other stories because that's you were there for the entire time.
Yeah.
Fucking hell. This guy goes away to Mexico. And you think, well, and you think he can't not have anything. And he even seemed like so cocky in the beginning. And it like turns out that he like didn't do anything. He didn't even do anything. He went kayaking for 30 minutes, which is probably he did it for 10. You know, he probably they're like, Ben, you have to do it. His family, Ben, you have to do something. You're not just going to come here and read your fucking books. And so they forced him into it. And he's like, I'll do 10 minutes, Mom. If that makes you so happy, Mom, I'll do 10 minutes. And what if I drown and eaten by a shark, Mom? How about that? I love the idea of Ben being like a snot-nosed little kid. All right. Well, hey, let's go over to your movie. You managed to sneak a movie in.
All right, I watched it on the plane going back.
Oh, plane movie. Give it up for the plane movie watch, everybody. Very exciting. Very exciting. You like that plane movie watch?
Yeah, but it didn't have any like entertainment system. I just watched it on my phone.
You watched on your phone, I see. Okay, so this we take this review with a grain of salt. I mean, this is you know, it's a phone on a plane. A Haunting in Venice. I saw this.
Oh yeah,
but you know where I saw it?
Theater.
Movie theater, big one, one of the big ones, a huge screen. And I liked it more than you did, probably, which makes sense because I think it's a better movie to watch in a movie theater. Some of them, it really doesn't matter, but I think this one is a little bit better to watch on a big screen with an audience as well, like a group of people. Haunting in Venice, 4 stars, but that's probably the right review. I didn't love it. I liked it more than the other Perot movies or whatever. I think it's just because it had like Tina Fey in it. Do you know what I mean? Like I don't like Tina Fey, but sometimes if you watch a movie and you're like, oh, it's got like a weird person in it, you know, like not weird, like they're weird, but it's like weird that they would be in the movie. Like, it's kind of weird. Like, they don't do a lot of movies or whatever. I mean, her accent's fucked. Her accent's fucked.
Take a while to get used to
it. Yeah, it's fucked. But, like, sometimes I'll just like that. Just on, like, shock factor alone. There's, like, something cool about somebody. Like, I love when somebody plays, like, you know, a comedy person plays, like, a very serious role. Or just when there's, like, somebody fucking weird in it. Like, oh, where's that guy been? Oh, I remember that guy. Or, like, oh, shit. They got fucking Skeet Ulrich. I don't know if that guy's a, you know what I mean, something like that. So I enjoyed it. The mid-Atlantic accents were a bit jarring at first. The plot points are a bit disjointed, but somewhat tied together at the end. It wasn't particularly bad or good. I mean, that's a pretty good review. I did kind of like it, but you're right. I can't argue with any of those things. Did you... Who was your favorite in it? He was so small, you don't even know who's in it, probably. You were watching it, you probably didn't even know that Tina Fey was in it until I just said it.
I guess the kid.
Okay. I don't even remember. All right, I have a video here. This video is called Grandpa's Biggest Farts, and it's from the Angry Grandpa Show.
Oh my god!
He has an Ebola fart.
So this is a music intro now. Ben, what do you think of farts? Are they funny? Do you laugh ever when you hear somebody fart, or is it serious to you?
It's kind of, I feel like it's just like normal.
It's just normal. Like, yeah. You don't think anything of it. When's the last time you did a fart?
Probably yesterday, maybe.
Yeah, you haven't farted today at all. Okay, and I don't even want to hear about it anyways. I don't want to think about you farting. It is actually, like, it's not nasty. It is totally natural, but it's very, very nasty to think of you farting.
Jesus, you want
another? Not a good taco.
You want another one?
Oh my god.
Yes, that.
God! Chew it up. Oh hell, that don't go in. I hope Michael don't see that going, sweet potato pie.
Oh, he's got some you ever thought, okay,
like catchphrases.
He has catchphrases. Hey, I wanna have that sweet potato pie. You think of maybe doing some catchphrases?
Oh fuck me. Band unfucking beefed it again. Ban, I'd fuck you if you wasn't so nasty.
So let's go through some potential, like, give me some ideas for what your cat. I mean, we've probably done these before. I mean, I know you used to have, remember at the end of each episode, you used to have like a sign off thing. It's band tack, remember?
Yeah.
God, and those were one of the most hated things. People would like send me the most angry letters, like, if you don't kill him, I will. Like, what? It's just a show. It's just a comedy show. Why? And it was just like, how come you're sending these? And then I was going to make a joke, like it was like the email was coming from one of your family members. Would have been funny. It's sort of a misdirection comedy. It's one of the best kinds of comedy. So, Ben, what do you think of for a catchphrase that you could do? Don't use your name puns or anything. Just a catchphrase that sort of sums up kind of your whole deal, what you do. Let me set you up for it. Ready? So you know you hit it when.
That's a stinky one.
Oh no, ladies and gentlemen, I think we can all agree that was not it. You got a better one already? All right, ready? Here we go. He's got a... Listen, folks, I want everyone to know he is excited about this one. I got the air horns ready for it. I got the laugh track ready for it. I got the applause. Here we go.
I won the lottery.
Oh no. I had them all ready and unfortunately the crickets came out and I didn't press it. I don't need the crickets. Those are real crickets. You only hear them if it gets deathly quiet in here. most of the time the room noise and just like our kind of beating hearts and our breath and everything covers it up. But when it gets so silent and so awkward in here, you can hear them outside, the crickets. And so unfortunately, it got so uncomfortable there. I won the lottery. So that was a callback.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, that, I think that's why it didn't land with the machine. I don't make the decisions here. I think that's why it didn't land. I think it's got to be fresh. It's got to be new. It's got to be just, it's got to really, really hit hard as well. And so I guess maybe you probably don't want to just say the words either. I would say like, you want to give it a little oomph. Do you understand the concept of that?
Yeah.
All right. Wait, you don't sound happy. You said yeah, but you sounded kind
of
like. I have
to think of a new one.
Oh, do you need a little time? Here, I'll give you a little bit of time. This picture in his head, like the.
I thought one was bad.
All right, here we go.
Like a big drink of water.
Now, a woman who kiss on a very first date is usually a hussy. And a woman who kiss on a second time out is anything but fussy. But a woman who wait till a third time around, head in the clouds, feet on the ground, she's the girl he's glad he's found. She's his shaboopy, 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 shaboopy.
The girl who's hard to get.
Shipoopy, shipoopy, shipoopy.
Walk on
once just to raise the curtain. Walk around twice and you make for certain. Once more in a flower garden, she will never get sore if you beg a pardon. Squeeze her once when she is looking. Get a squeeze back, fancy cooking. Once more for a pepper up, but she will never get sore on the way to supper. Now, sales and no gal as anyone could see. Look at her now, she's a go gal. Her only goes for me. Squeeze.
All right, so that one did hit. It seems like that one did hit. What was it again?
Like a big drink of water.
Like a big drink of water. Okay, so that's your official catchphrase now. Like a big drink of water. Everyone, please comment below. And this is going to show who got to the end of the episode as well. This is going to be interesting. If there's no comments below this, we're in trouble. It means people are tuning out and we can't necessarily blame them. But if
one thing I remember,
like
sort
a big
happened,
drink of water. Remember? Yep. Like a big drink of water, everyone. That's what you need to comment. I think now Ben's trying to, he's trying to like, for some reason, he's like, doesn't like his catchphrase now. Keeps trying to talk, you know, just like talk straight over me and like sort of shout me down so that I don't get that out to you guys to comment that. What were you saying though, Ben?
Well, one thing happened, but it was on the internet.
That's fine.
That's why I forgot it though. But, well, I posted pictures from Joshua Tree, and then my teacher from high school, but he kind of looks like a like, side character from Righteous Gemstones, and well, he wrote a book called God Loves Profit.
Okay.
But he's like, likes God a lot and like being an entrepreneur.
That's cool. Godrepreneur. Yeah. I know a guy. It's called the Godrepreneur guy. I'm not even joking. He's some guy I interviewed. And his name is the Godrepreneur guy. And he teaches how to people how to be entrepreneurs through the gifts of God and using the word of God. Maybe they know each other.
But, well, he just commented on my photos. Stay at my Airbnb next time.
Yeah, all right. Very cool. Yeah, stay at the weird entrepreneur guy's Airbnb. Definitely. Yeah, you'd love somebody requesting you to stay at their Airbnb. Not stay at my house.
Yeah.
Like, he didn't say stay at my place.
No.
So he wants you to pay.
Yeah. He's trying to promote it.
Because if you wanted somebody, if you're just offering it up as a, you know, you'd say, and it would be inappropriate because this is your teacher, right? It'd be inappropriate for him to. Are you going to, would you stay if you went to it next time?
If it's nice, maybe.
Maybe if it's nice. Well, there you have it, folks. Ben, thank you so much for coming on the show today. You know what? I'll tell you what. This has been a lot of fun. You've been a great guest, and I think I might have you back on the show.
Oh, fuck me. Band on fucking beefed it again.
So, Ben, what do you got coming up? What do you want to plug everybody who's listening? There's some people listening.
I'm working on making those videos that they didn't make last time for the unnamed sketch show.
Okay, so it was making some videos that never got made for a show without a name, and the show doesn't even So
they messaged me this time, and
what did they say?
We casted it. Well, he gave me like a document with a bunch of like stuff I need to figure out.
Okay, so he gave you some busy work. That's fun. All right. So very good. All right. So we'll see. Can Ben find his way back onto the unnamed sketch show? As if you've been following, he used to be a member of it. He was like there all the time. And then they're like, oh, you can just like do like a different little thing on your own, you know, where you like read the news. And they're like, oh, you can make videos, you know. And then they're like, oh yeah, make those videos. But then they didn't even play the videos, so they're sort of slowly phasing him out, and he will not. And this is what I love about Ben. My man won't take the hint. No, I don't think for anyone who thinks that they're like, please don't. Because these are real people I'm talking about. I realize that. Like, please don't think that there's any truth to the way that I paint Ben's life and his improv. Because I lie about a lot of it, and I obviously make it seem like, whereas I'm sure it's not entirely true what I'm saying. Anyways, all right. Thanks so much for watching, everyone. Watching. I gotta cut that out. Oh, yeah. I forgot to do the music for the music review, too. For the movie review. I mean, fuck. Maybe the show isn't funny quite as often as it should be. You look like you want to say something. What's up? And maybe things don't change enough.
I heard my neighbor
to be called creativity.
Cats, and she sent us a text with like just like our jackets and shoes. And I think someone's shows there. The best. But it was just like our jackets.
See, that's funny. That's fucking good. And we could have, like, we could have worked with that. Like, that's like a fucking good story. And you fucking remember it while the actual outro theme song is playing. Pure commitment to this show being bad is incredible.